I just want to make sure the board understands what is happening here. Right. So the state legislature, and this is important for you all to understand, so the state legislature during this past session changed the law and literally took away from the Board of County Commissioners the authority to approve final plats. The planning director is the one signing off on plats now.
Am I hearing that Horace gets final authority on this?
Yes.
For the approval of the elected officials get bypassed?
Not just bypassed, I mean, it's before you even see it.
Oh, that's great. I'll thank the state legislator for that.
Well, we have a state legislator on with us right now. That was, of course, Allison Rogers, the county attorney for Escambia County, and Mike Kohler talking about this apparently revelation to all of them. She knew because she was at the lawyers conference for FAC. I don't know why the commissioners were in the dark about this, but they were. And so they found out during this conversation, and he was pretty amazed by it, as was I. And people were asking me, well, you know, who passed it? I'm like, well, it passed unanimously in the Senate and the House. So let's talk to our person. Alex Andrade is our state representative for District 2. And to talk here about Senate Bill SB 784. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. And I couldn't even tell you who sang that rap song that you led me in with. It's probably...
That was John's choice.
Was that a rap song?
It was not a rap song. I don't think. Well, I don't know. Who knows anymore? These categories are so weird. It's old school, look before you. Anyway, so, okay, so I know this was not your bill. I think it was Blaze and Golia's bill, SB 784.
Yep.
I had not seen this bill. I was stunned to discover it. It seems insane to me that the final approval on a plat would be in the power, the hands of, not because it's Horace Jones, but because anybody, one person who's not accountable to the people, it seems like it makes sense to be in the county commission's hands. So you voted for the bill. It wasn't your bill, but you voted for it. So help me understand this bill.
Yeah. And like you said, everybody voted for it.
So the
process of creating a plat, the purpose of a plat is simply to subdivide a very large parcel. That parcel is already subject to land use and zoning from local governments. If a parcel lays like between a city and a county, like part on the city, part in the county, the developer, whoever owns that land, has to actually create two plats and get approval from the city for the portions that are in the city and approval from the county for the portions that are in the county on two separate plats. It has to meet certain legal requirements. But it's not necessarily a request for any zoning variance. It's not requested any changes in law. It's simply subdividing property that's already subject to current zoning regulations and land use regulations that are on the books in every municipality in the state, whether county or city. So the thought process here is, why force a property owner to have to go before, you know, wait a month or maybe 2 months to go before a city or county board, elected board, and then have a bunch of non-legal potentially considerations come into play about what a property owner can and cannot do with the land that they privately own. This process simply puts a time frame on it to where a private property owner has to either be approved or rejected with their requested plat within a certain amount of time. I think it's about 2 weeks. And then they can actually do with their private property what they were already legally allowed to do prior. So I didn't see it as like the end of the world. And I mean, a county, like the Escambia County Commission, if the commissioners are concerned about it, they can put a requirement on their employees that, you know, they direct through their county administrator to notify them anytime a plat request is submitted. And each county commissioner can weigh in on that plat request through Wes or through the, you know, the planning director, and provide their own input. And shoot, if the county commission believes that their planning director is not listening to them and their input during that time frame, they can obviously have a discussion with their county administrator about whether or not that planning director is executing on direction from the county commissioner still. So I think it's just fundamentally a different perspective on private property rights and land use, but it shouldn't change much in reality unless we're saying that people's rights and their private property should be subject to majority rule, and not even majority rule, it's like who shows up with the same color t-shirts at one county commission or city council meeting can suddenly veto the rights that I have or change or modify the rights that I have subjectively in my private property. That just seems like a concept that, you know, that type of scenario feels un-American to me.
SB 784 that takes the final plat approval for subdivisions out of the hands of the county commissioners and puts it specifically in the hands of either the development director or somebody who the county commissioners appoint to oversee this stuff, puts it at the administrative level rather than being at the elected official level. And Alex, you gave a lot of good arguments in favor. Number one is, you know, the public input often devolves to the three loudest people who show up. And why do you want those sort of busybody neighbors deciding these things? Why should the county commissioners, if you followed all the rules and done everything accordingly, the non-professional county, commissioners, why should they have the ability to thwart you and what the law requires you to do if you've done what the law requires you to do? Speeding up the process for development, not having to wait for full meetings. I hear all those concerns. I do. My concern about this is the reason you put this final approval in the hands of the elected officials is because they are the ones who are ultimately accountable to the people. And that lets the people have a say. That's the final check and balance against developers who these days people feel have ultimate sway and do whatever they want. And, you know, damn the consequences and we'll deal with any problems later on if we have to. It feels like this is bypassing the people who have an appropriate interest in making sure that a brand new subdivision with 500 car trips per day is not going to destroy the quality of life of a downstream, you know, neighborhood that they're running through, or floodwater concerns or anything else. And granted, they may not be the experts, but we've always done it this way. And this, you know, speeding up the process of development and bypassing the accountable elected officials doesn't seem like a way of improving the system. It seems like a way of giving the problem more ability to be the problem.
Well, keep in mind, the plat itself is not the development agreement or the development order. Development agreements are essentially contracts where you can incorporate anything you want as a county into this agreement to try and hold the developer accountable for certain things. Counties and cities can levy impact fees on those types of impacts. They can require certain investments. None of this change stops any of that. What I would say on the administrative side of this in this circumstance is, if a county commissioner or city council person is concerned that these plats might get approved without their input at all, create a policy that says the planning director has to notify the council or the county commission within 24 hours of receiving a plat approval request from a developer, so that that city council person or that county commissioner, you know, has enough time to weigh in with the planning director.
Alex, you know as well as I do that if this is all done out of the public's view, right, there's no, you know, the public doesn't have a chance to weigh in. What are the county commissioners going to do? Call the neighbors? I mean, part of the reason of doing it at the meeting is people are aware and therefore they can show up and have their say. Maybe they shouldn't. Maybe they're not. It's not their neighborhood. Maybe they're not experts. But what we do right now is the people have a say. And this is eliminating them having a say, in my opinion. And even if, as you say, the county commissioners ask for their input, that's one person's input who might not know nearly enough about the situation to really have an informed perspective on the particulars of that situation. That's what it seems like to me.
I guess I can kind of see that, but what other land use decisions on private land should the public have a say in? Like, when I go and apply for a permit, say I want to go build a fence or something on my property and it might require a permit or something, should I have to, you know, be held to public discourse about what I can and can't do within the bounds of the law and the set zoning regulations of the county or city?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Before I get that permit, you know, like, what is the line here on, you know, when, you know, government by majority, same colored t-shirt fiat gets to weigh in and veto development? And again, private property rights are private property rights. That's why we have things like Burt Harris Act claims where, you know, if a local government prevents me from doing something that I'm legally permitted to do. Again, you can't bring a Burt Harris Act if someone denies a zoning variance request. A zoning variance request is saying I need to be accepted from the law
right, to change
that
it.
Is established right now. You know, that's different than saying within the bounds of the law, within the bounds of the rules that apply to everybody right now, we're going to add additional or arbitrary or, you know, other requirements that are not established in statute or zoning ordinance or anything else. I mean, and that's the line that we're trying to – that's the bounce we're trying to strike. I mean, most local government officials, even the staunchest conservatives, they might disagree with me on things like vacation rental use. But there's a limit on what we can and cannot do as far as regulating vacation rentals, private property like a residence. I don't think any government entity should be able to tell me how many days in a month or for the extent or length of time I should be allowed to rent out my private property so long as it's being used residentially, right? My house is zoned residential. If I want to make it a VRBO or Airbnb, local government shouldn't say I can only rent it for 5 days or 7 days. I can't rent it for anything less. As long as it's being used residentially, it's the enforcement of those good neighbor laws. That's the from my perspective,
if you collectively abandon the power to regulate these things, you wind up having an aggregate detrimental effect on neighborhoods, as we're seeing with the vacation rentals, for instance. But by the way, I appreciate the point about the circus at the county commission. Certainly is going to save me time not having to listen to these cases. It just, again, it's sort of like saying, we don't need juries. The juror is uninformed. The juror is, you know, why should they get a say? Let a judge. They're the professional. They're the expert. They can handle it. Well, the jury is the last line of defense. And yes, I get the argument about private property. And by the way, you've pulled me. I thought this was absolutely insane. I now think it's just misguided. I'm not quite over the line to being willing to vote for it. But I'm hearing the argument, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because I knew you would provide a perspective that I wasn't considering, and so I appreciate that. But it definitely seems like right now there's some maybe weak, maybe not the best method for avoiding errors that are done by developers, and I don't think developers are bad guys either. They're trying to help people have houses, which is good. But it seems like it's just ripping that away and giving it, again, the power to, and I hate to keep calling it, but the power to Horace, you know, the opportunity for corruption, the opportunity for mistakes, the shortened timeline, all of these things don't seem to be improving the process to me.
Well, again, when you said we're abrogating regulation, we're not. I mean, these plats, they have to designate, they have to acknowledge what this land is already zoned for, right? So if you want to go create a plat on ag land, you still have to apply for a variance for residential, and the zoning regulations for residential property would apply. It's the difference between taking case-by-case subjective analyses of property versus saying this is what we want residences based on a form-based code or a use regulation type code or something. You apply the laws that are on the books. The plat approval process in and of itself is a ministerial function. It's not the same as something like a zoning variance or the policymaking and legislating decision of creating zoning requirements or land use requirements.
I hear you.
Or
that's
setting
good.
A policy about your impact fees. Like that's the distinction where, you know, the plat approval itself, you know, if the county can still put in whatever requirements they want,
and as you said, hire better staff if you don't think your staff is doing a good job. Yeah, I get all that. That's true.
The county is not obligated to accept the plat until all requirements of that plat are met. If you're concerned about how anything affects your neighbors on zoning, like that is the time on the zoning, on the policymaking, legislating side of saying, hey, we need to create these buffer requirements, these land use requirements, you know, these impact fee or impact policy requirements. It's just rules need to apply across the board equally. From my perspective, it's a constitutional, like, equal protection due process issue where it's like, okay, well, what's the due process? What's the equal protection? How are we treating everybody the same under the color of law? And how are we making sure that everybody understands the rules that they have to follow?
And that it's not subject to personalities. I get that part too. I mean, you know, we all hate to see the personalities favoring some, not favoring others based on the individual biases or prejudices of county commissioners. So, I hear that argument too. Man, we're totally out of time. I had hoped to talk with you about the $200 million bill for Alligator Alcatraz that we don't know who's going to pay for it. Is that true? We don't know who's going to pay for this? And it's going to be enclosed? Fire sale on tents and toilets, I guess.
Well, I mean, I had this concern since Alligator Alcatraz was under emergency authority. There was no legislative approval for the spend of hundreds of millions of dollars. So what if FEMA said, well, we don't feel like we're paying the state. Are we just out this money? Did the governor just take it upon himself to appropriate himself hundreds of millions of dollars for this, camp? I mean, I am all about making sure that we have places to house illegal immigrants before they're deported. I'm just a little concerned that this was, I think, kind of rushed for optics purposes and political purposes.
There was no optics involved here. Jay Collins was clearly deputized to escort that prisoner at the use of personal force. Come on, obviously.
All right. I've never seen a non-law enforcement person put their hands all over a defendant in custody before. It was I've never seen a politician be allowed to batter somebody in law enforcement custody before. It was such a bizarre circumstance.
On that note... Hey, Alex, listen, I know it wasn't your bill, but part of the reason I love talking with you and having such a good relationship with you is I know you can explain things and, as a lawyer, articulate the other side. And I wanted to be sure that the other side on this SB 784 had a good hearing, and I think we did this morning. So thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.